Welcome to day number 22. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. This is actually tomorrow's Mishnah. So these are Mishnayos for Shabbos. I always try to post them before Shabbos, so you can either listen to them now or have them ready in your inbox as soon as Shabbos is over. And we're actually coming live today from Running Springs, from Rosh Shabbaton. Says Mishnah Dalet, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ke'echad, three people eating together, Einan Rishayin B'chalik. They are not allowed to split up in order to, if they're about to bench, right? We already learned that three people need to make a zimun together. So this Mishnah is saying, the Gemara says why you might think otherwise, but three people were eating together, they are not allowed to break up into groups. V'chein arba v'chamisha, and the same is true as if you have four people or five people eating together, they can't break up into, let's say, two different groups, because at least one of those groups are not going to have a zimun. And once four or five or however many people are eating together, every single person is chayiv to join in that zimun. And therefore, they can't split up, because let's say you'll have one group of three and then one group of two. The people who have two are not going to have a zimun, so therefore, they're not allowed to split up. Shisha, nechlekin, but once you have six, you can divide up into two groups of two, because everyone will have two groups of three, I'm sorry, because everyone will be part of a zimun. Adasara, you can do that up to 10 people. Meaning, let's say you have nine people eating at a meal. You can divide up if you want into a group of five and a group of four, or three groups of three, as long as everyone's part of a zimun. But once you get up to 10, it's a problem, because when 10, you get to add the extra word of Elokeinu. It has that extra kedusha, that extra amount of holiness, because you're able to invoke Hashem's name. And therefore, if you have 10 people, you're not allowed to split up to make it less than 10, such that you wouldn't be able to say Hashem's name. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah says next. V'asara eina nechlekin, you can't split up 10 people, ad shiyu esrim, right? Until you get to 20. Once you have 20 people, so then you can divide up into two groups of 10, because each group will still be able to say Hashem's name. That is Mishnah Dalet. Says Mishnah Hey, Shtei Chavurot Hayu Ochlin B'Vayis Achad. Two groups, not eating together, but they're in the same area, right? So we said the other day that you have to, in order to be considered part of a zimun, you should be part of a meal. But says the Mishnah, let's say you have two groups, two different meals, but in the same house. What can you do there in the same area? Bizman Shemiktas and Roan Elo as Elu. As long as one group can see the other group, and the Mefarshim point out that it's likely true that as long as one person from each group can see each other, then Hare Elim Mitzarf and the Zimun, they're actually able to combine and make one Zimun together. Vim Lav, Elim Mizan Latzman, Elim Mizan Latzman. If not, if they can't see one another, even if they're in the same house, then each group would make their own Zimun. An extra thing there. Bartinur just points out that if from the Gemara itself, that if there's a shamish, if there's a waiter between the two tables, even if the two tables can't see each other, so let's say you're in a restaurant, even if the two tables can't see each other, if the same waiter's between tables, that is also a way to combine the groups. They would technically be allowed to make a zimun together. I don't know why they would want to. They should each make their own. They could each make their own, but they'd be allowed to. Says the rest of the Mishnah, you don't make a bracha on wine, meaning you don't make a hagafen on wine. Until water is poured in. It used to be that wine was extremely strong. Undiluted wine was almost undrinkable. It was just really, really difficult to drink. And therefore, you wouldn't say the special elevated bracha beri pri hagafen. You'd probably say the bracha of al ha'etz, because it was much more, it was basically like you were drinking the grapes themselves, but it didn't have the extra status of wine until some water is mixed into it to make it delicious. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum omrim mevarchim, the Chum disagree. The Chum say as long as, if it, wine is wine, it's better always to have it taste good in order to say a good bracha, but you can say berei pri hagafen even on wine that is undiluted. We will continue with Mishnah, with Perek Ches, the eighth Perek on Sunday.